So it's Waka Wakas again. Anyway, hello, how are you doing? Big Rick here, all one word. I don't ever think I did that, did I? And then kind of people jumped on the bandwagon. I blame the gambler of daylight himself, daylight gambler. Philippe Sorel. I think it was him. All one word here. I just say it like that. All one word here. People were getting confused though. When I kind of started getting a bit serious about the audio boo-ness. I've just fallen off the blinking curb. I would say, hello, it's Big Rick. All one word. Like, but not, I don't think I would say all one word. It's like a Jeremy Clarkson in the world. It's like that, isn't it? But anyway, people were getting confused because they thought my handle was Big Rick, B-I-G-R-I-K, no spaces. And they thought that, and they couldn't find me. they were searching for me. And I wasn't there because that wasn't my Twitter? Well, it wasn't my Twitter handle, but certainly not my audioboo handle. It's all one word. Hello, how are you doing? It's freaking 20 to 9, man. Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired today because I did a bit of training for hiking. I want to say the Hadrian's Wall hike. I was doing training for that, but I've got a couple of things coming up before that. In a week on Saturday, I'm doing the thing called the Allendale Challenge. I'm boring you. You've heard about this. And then blah, 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 something else. Anyway, so doing some training. Trying to do 15-minute miles. And we were going for 8 miles, which would be a nice round 2 hours. Carrying anything between, I don't know, probably 14 to 20 kilograms. And I was carrying 15 kilograms. And we got to a bit, and because the troops were on exercise on the plane, we kind of stuck. So we lost some time, which means we lost a mile. It was a bit unfortunate, but they were 15-minute miles nonetheless. So my legs are aching a bit. And tomorrow morning I will be dead, and Saturday I will be deader. My legs will be deader than dead. So that's what I was doing this afternoon. I can't, in a weird sort of way, I can't be bothered with tomorrow. hopefully we'll finish early. I need to go to the school and do school governor stuff. Parents are whinging. My wife is the gatherer of intelligence on Facebook. A lot of these bloody wives have formed a community, and whilst my wife doesn't really like 99% of these wives that I'm talking about, keep your enemies closer, you know, than your friends, you know, that friends close, enemies close. And so we were reviewing what was being said tonight, and so I'm going to go in and see what's what about some issues that have come up on Facebook. And these parents are stupid people, you know, these wives, they're thick as mints. I don't look, they can't even spell wives, it's wives first of all, but they're just arguing, and you want to see, it's a visual version of a Chinese whisper, a typed version, these Facebook conversations. I'm not going to say what the issues are, I don't think that's fair, but in my memoirs. You will read about them in my memoirs. But, you know, somebody starts something off, and by the time 46 people have commented, or there's 46 comments, it's the issue has grown arms and legs, and it needs stamping out. So I'm going to go in with my school governor boxing gloves tomorrow. So a big hello to Black 73 Cat. Graham, how are you doing? Big hello to him. Kind of, I don't want to say new Graham. We've passed a couple of DMs in the past, Well, 8 o'clock this morning, I think, wasn't it? What am I talking about? I'm so tired. So, yeah, I know Graham's been... I see Graham was on Audio Boo in March 2013. When was it? 2012? Oh, for God's sake, Richard, what are you doing? Do your research before you open your blinking moosh. And then obviously took a gap and has come back. And it's great to hear Graham for many reasons. I enjoy listening to him. So hello, Graham. How are you keeping? I'm still behind on Audio Boos. Dean does a very good, and so does Phil. So that's Dean Reed and Daylight Gambler. They do a very good thing where they say, "Oh, I'm so many days behind." I'd like to try and join in on that, but I don't exactly know what that means. So when one of them says, "Oh, I'm 3 or 4 days behind," I've got about let's say that I've got about 25 audio boos to listen to. Oh, yeah, here's something. The podcasts app for iOS, I think, is utter rubbish. Since they updated to iOS 7, I don't know what the hell they've done, but it's just crap. It's full of glitches. It's bloody awful. You know, what is the what? Come on, developers. What is below beta development stage? Is that what it is, development stage? Because that's what flipping iOS podcasts is at. It's awful. So I use Downcast. Anyway, I get to the point. Sair, S-A-I-R, Sair, are you a read pet? Who says from the northeast? Now, when I try on, I'll tell you what I do with iOS. I have to go to the full Audio Boo website of a particular person, and I tap the little iTunes, you know, underneath the picture, you've got like the RSS little picture thing, and next to it is the little iTunes icon. I tap on the iTunes icon, and what normally happens, it opens up Downcast straight away, and it logs the that user as a podcast that I then automatically subscribe to. But with Sair, it doesn't do that. It's so bizarre. With Sair, it takes me to the podcasts app. So I have to kind of flick to and from. And oh, for God's sake, it's starting to rain. Or unless I'm being pooed on by birds. Oh, nah. Right, come on, we're going. Because I'm wearing a down jacket and it's not getting wet. In case you're wondering who I'm talking to, I'm obviously talking to the dog. So I need to kind of sort that out. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how I'm going to sort it out. I'll work it out. My life is so full. You know, I come home from work and I go to work as a dad, and so I this time of night, as you all know, I do my Audi Boo. It's kind of the only free time I got, unless I stay in the house or record an Audi Boo whilst lying in bed. But that's it. That's the day over. You know, once I come back in from walking a dog, kind of got to get it in the bed. And then I lie in bed and look at my bloody phone till 11 o'clock at night. Oi! 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 Get across here now. Come here to me. Yes, yes, look sad. Who said you could go across the road? Not me. Stay with me. Come on. Oh, no, she's off. Wait. She knows not to cross the road, you see. She should stop at the edge of the foot. Oi! Get back! Sorry about this, Audio Boo listener peoples. Stop! Stop! It's a bloody... it's a road, clown head. It's a road. Look. Road. Road. Path. Right? Okay. Walk on. She looks at me as though I'm going to hit her. I never hit the dog. Well, sometimes give her a slap on the backside for doing something particularly naughty, you know, that she knows not to do. Come on. She's smelling everything. She wants a bit of male dog, I think. It's not happening. Otherwise, the little puppies will be drowned in the bath. No, they won't. I'm just kidding. I'm joking, of course. Right. Here. Come here. You are clearly disobedient tonight. And, oi! Here! Look. Path. Road. Do not come off the path. You know this. I don't know why you're doing it. Walk on. Thank you very much. I'm leaving all this in for a bit of bit of variety. You're supposed to praise the dog, aren't you, when they do good things? So I'm kind of doing the wrong thing, really. I identify that, but she knows. She knows. This is the thing. She knows. My 50,000 milliamp hour battery pack hasn't turned up yet. I'm dying for that thing to turn up. Wait. Good girl. Right, on you go. Let's go. I know why she's being a bit disobedient. It's because we've got this rigmarole in the house. Right, I've said this twice before. If anybody wants to take on my two cats, I am absolutely not kidding. What happens is the, well, Jasper, the ginger one, whinges, you know, for to be fed. He'll follow me around the house. And then when I ignore him, he'll go and attack the dog, or he'll go and scratch a child, my own children. And that is a rare occasion. That's a rare occasion. But he'll just whine and whine and whine. And so we feed him and George, my other cat, and 2 minutes later they want more food. Now we've got those dumpster style skips around the corner from our house. When I say around the corner, maybe 100 meters around the corner from around our front door there. And George is always in there. There's one skip that doesn't have a lid on it, so he's in there. There was one time we found some cat sick in the living room, and it had a whole massive caterpillar in it. It was dead, of course, but oh God, minging. So the cats feed, and what I try to do is I try to feed Molly before we go out for a walk. The reason, what am I talking about, for God's sake? I'm just jiggered, that's all it is. Sorry. The reason why we do it is because she's a lot calmer when she comes out for a walk. When she doesn't eat, I don't want to say when we don't feed her, when she doesn't eat, and then we go for a walk, oh my God, like a petulant child. So that's that. But what happens is she's scared of the cats, and the cats will just sit there. They won't do anything. They'll just sit there, and she'll feel obliged to run away and hide. And then they go in for the kill and eat her dinner. So yeah. So that's the rigmarole we have. And then I've got a little folding camping table that I keep at the back door because the dog can get out the cat flap. But sometimes I turn it round so the kind of tabletop, obviously it's turned on its side. The tabletop is right up against the cat flap so they can't get in. But what you get is they then play this game whereby they try to see how loud they can be by punching the cat flap against the tabletop, which is right behind the door. Oh, helicopters. one. They're very loud. It's pitch black, obviously. I can't see what it is. I'm going to stick my neck out and going to say it's an Apache. I am. The Merlin sounds a lot more smooth than that. Come on, Molly. And it's not a Lynx. The Lynx sounds different. It sounds bigger than a Lynx. I'm going to say it's an Apache. There's Apaches flying right over us today when we were out training, and flipping sick of the military living around us. Live in a countryside and all we hear is frickin' helicopters and tanks and frickin' the artillery firing. But I'm whinging and I shouldn't be. So hello everybody, and I hope you're alright. Friday tomorrow, man. It's Friday. It's supposed to be actually raining here tomorrow, and quite hot on Saturday and Sunday, 16 to 18 degrees it says. So that'll be interesting. Just lean on the fence. Go on, Molly, you can go and play. Actually, I want to go in for a cup of tea and go to bed. I'm jigging, I'm so tired. My old pal there, not that he's old, but my old pal, Adrian Wicks, TurboStream. He's been working some hours. Was it 12 hours yesterday, Adrian, I think? And of course, Bernie Goldbach, you know, Bernie drives between places of education. Bernie does a lot of miles, so there was a time in when was it? Early 2009, whereas I was asked to go and work. Actually work here. work where I am. But I lived in Hampshire, and it was an hour's drive, and it was only an hour's drive if you kind of went a little bit faster than the speed limit. And so an hour here, an hour back. Bernie, I don't know how you do it, because on Friday morning, when I was making the journey to here on Friday morning from where I lived in Hampshire, I was absolutely knackered. There was one morning I was so tired driving to work, my hands fell off the steering wheel. And fortunately, I only did that for March, April, May, June of 2009. And I swore to my wife that I would never, ever, ever do that again. Unless, of course, I got paid a job that was like 60 grand plus a year. Then I'd quite happily drive an hour to work. Whether it was in my own car or a company car. But I'm never doing that ever again. Now, getting the train for an hour to work, commuting for an hour. Well, I've got a mate who's just changed jobs, and he's doing it. He gets up at 5:30 every morning. Oh, my God. And he just goes from... he gets the bus to Salisbury railway station, and then the train into London every day, there and back. Oh my God. He reports on Facebook that there's always delays, there's always something the matter, there's always a problem, always, which is quite surprising, really. Hey, where are you off? So commuting to work. I'm quite fortunate that I... come on. Go. No, go means go, you clown. I'm quite fortunate that I don't... I live a very awkward distance from work. I could walk there, but I work in a suit. So that's not very practical. It's 2 miles, exactly, door to door. Could I go on a bike? Yeah, I could go on a bike. I need a bike though. So it's a very awkward distance, 2 miles. And yeah, I would walk it. If I was wearing anything else except a suit, then I would happily walk to work. Could listen to audiobooks on the way there, you know. Yeah, so that's that. Anyway, I'm going because I'm tired and I'm just rambling on. It's a bit of another check-in, really. Sometimes I just feel a need to record an audio boo, and I need to reply to Ian Cath. I'm really sorry, Ian, if you're listening. I'm going to reply to you. Just, I come home from work, man. You lot know what it's like, and I am just flipping mentally jiggered. It's been a hard day today as well. So, I hope you're all alright. I hope you've got stuff planned for the weekend, or you're not. You're going to have an easy weekend. We're going to the football. Watch my two daughters do the... what's the dancey thing that the Americans do? Cheerleading, yes. Cheerleading. And then we're going to watch Salisbury v Kidderminster. Yes, Adrian, I got your tweet. I was right. It is in your neck of the woods. I think I was right in what I was saying. And Sunday, what are we going to do? Got a school project. I've got to make a presentation box for a chocolate egg. Well, I don't. One of the daughters does, but invariably I'll end up doing it. So anyway, that's that. I'm going. Go, come on, Molly. I'm going. We going. Bye bye. That was from Convoy. See ya. All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.